News Talk 1620 WTAW. Last June, the Research Valley Partnership created a committee to address what the Economic Development Agency believes is limited career and technical training for 34 occupations in Brazos County. That committee's notified the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board its intent to create a community college district. Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the RVP's Talent Pipeline Initiative Steering Committee, visited with WTAW Scott DeLucia.
When was the steering committee formed, and what was the purpose of the steering committee itself?
The steering committee was formed in early June for the purpose of looking at a comprehensive solution for workforce and technical training in the Brazos County.
Now, how many on the committee?
I don't know the total number. There's dozens, probably more than 20.
Regular meetings, or just when you get new information, or how would that work?
Well, it's a lot of people to try to get together. We did in our first meeting form an executive committee that met more often, but we've met several times between June and today. We set up our mission, we formed the structure of the committee, and then we set out sort of the project plan for gathering facts.
Go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. We set out the plan for gathering facts, for looking at what the community would have an appetite to do, to make sure we left every option on the table that we could. And then we started engaging people throughout the community, engaging BLIN, TSTC, Texas A&M, and looking at all those options so that we could then figure out what might be the proposals.
Talk a little bit about what the climate is that caused you to need to put the steering committee together.
Well, we're one of the fastest growing economies in the country. In Texas, this is a high growth area. We've got tens of thousands of people being educated here in our community. There's $1 billion. There's more than $1 billion a year in research that's being done here. So it's a powerhouse if you look at the intellectual capital that we have. But we're a little bit off the beaten path, and one of the things that from an economic standpoint, is holding this community back is the lack of a well-trained workforce to be able to take some of those great business ideas and turn them into jobs and businesses to grow our economy. So that's kind of what's driving the need. And yet, if there's any kind of misunderstanding or misalignment on the perception of what that need is, we needed to go gather facts. So we commissioned a report. Dr. Perriman put together a Perriman report, giving an environmental scan and a review of not only what's going on in this economy, but where is it going, where are the different holes that we have in workforce and technical training. And it was really broader than just that. But certainly we got that out of that report to help guide us in the proposal we've asked BLIN to submit, which they've submitted this week to us.
So the university system also had a report put together.
That's correct. That's correct. Sorry for interrupting.
No, go.
Scott, they put together a commissioned a Hanover report, another third party to do that, and they've provided that to BLIN. They provided that to us as well. So that both of those data points point to the growth in this community and an environmental scan of where the needs are.
Pretty well line up, or were there some discrepancies or disparities that you saw?
I think we all, whether it was BLIN, us, I think we saw the same general trend in both of those reports that it's a growing economy, high tech needs, science, math based workforce and technical training is an important need to the community.
Yet you have a letter that you have submitted. The deadline was on Wednesday to the higher education folks, saying that you feel like you may need to have some other options.
Well, we just want to, as a part of this process, we want to leave all the options on the table. We want to leave no stone unturned, if you will, in looking at how to achieve this comprehensive workforce. So BLIN provides workforce solutions today. The county does some things. Texas A&M has some things that they're doing with TEKS. And so we wanted to look at what all is being done. We also want to look at where there are needs and then ask for a proposal. So, yes, one of those options would be to take kind of control directly within Brazos County of our own destiny, if you will, and get exactly what we think will meet our needs. But that's just one of the options. We haven't made that decision. If you look at it from June until sort of mid-December, that's where we want this process to begin and end. Right now is a big week because it's a milestone week for us for two reasons. One, BLIN has submitted their proposal. on the 20th, we have to submit that letter of intent to keep open the option of a community college, if that's the decision that's ultimately recommended, probably sometime in December.
You're listening to an interview with WTAW Scott DeLucia and Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the Research Valley Partnership's Talent Pipeline Initiative Steering Committee, as the committee has notified the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board its intent to create a community college district.
So the documents have been given, Blinn has presented them to you. You'll need to look at them as a committee or just the executive committee first, or do you have an idea as to how that process will move?
Well, that's exactly what we're doing right now. We'll be meeting this afternoon to define exactly how we're going to do that. There's a lot of people that are on that committee. Not everyone can be a part of every day and every meeting. So we're going to kind of define that process, that selection, evaluation, and recommendation process. We'll be initiating that today.
So let's say that there are more than one option here, that Blinn is able to fulfill the things that you need for this vocational school. You mentioned TSTC. Tell me how they fit into this equation, possibly.
Well, they would need to be invited by someone. Today, that would be Blinn. So if we look at the proposal and we think that the proposal could really benefit to achieve, we think there's a way maybe they could talk to TSTC, we could certainly ask them to invite TSTC in to look at that proposal and partner together to put together the best possible proposal. That's a way they could do it. Otherwise, they would have to be invited by someone else. If we ended up setting up a separate taxing district, we could invite TSTC in to do that. But at this point, the way it is, they would need to be invited.
Okay. And the third option is separate and apart, that a group of people within Bryan College Station in Brazos County decide to basically go their own way and do it themselves.
For workforce, to take direct control of the process. And again, all the different options and partnering options might still be there. It would just be Brazos County that's doing that instead of Blinn College.
Well, it needs tax money to make it work. Does that mean that then we would see a new taxing entity in Brazos County for this school if it ends up being that situation?
If that was the recommendation that the steering committee made and the community got behind that and wanted to do that, there would be some level of tax. Today, Blinn charges a much higher tuition rate for students who are going to school here because there's not a tax. There's a ceiling on how much you can really charge students if you're getting a tax. So they're getting, if you look at the total, I don't know the details in Washington County, but I think it's a real small amount. It ends up being about $1 million that they're getting. Compared to the total budget of Blinn, it's peanuts. So the vast majority of those revenues are coming from tuitions. So right now, it might lower the tuition for the local residents here if there was a small tax.
Speak to the situation where Brazos County might, in fact, become part of the taxing district that now is just in Washington County if Blinn were to still be a part of this.
Well, it would probably, if Blinn were to be a part of this and there would be a tax, I'm not sure about that. I mean, I don't know.
Is there a circumstance where Bryan College Station, Brazos County residents could end up paying a tax that you could see as part of the Blinn network?
It's a possibility. I mean, I don't know if it's a legal possibility, but certainly if we did that and got direct representation, I think that would be something that would allow the majority of the board for Blinn College to come from Brazos County. And again, that would be another way to take direct control of our destiny, if you will. If we felt as though the needs of Blinn as it exists now in Washington County are not aligned with the needs of Brazos County, how do you resolve that? And certainly having a majority of the board coming from Brazos County would be something where you would hope that you would have that representation to do it to meet your needs.
Washington County judge on TV earlier this week said, well, if this situation comes about, Blinn's doors would close. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think he said Blinn. I don't recall the exact details of what he said, but it's not like the doors would lock and the buildings would be shut down. The buildings may not have the word Blinn on them long term if someone else were to take over that. The way this would work, if the letter of intent ended up being a recommendation that we followed through on, you would have to make sure that there's no damage to Blinn. That would probably mean buying those facilities, making sure we take care of those agreements with Texas A&M and everyone else. And so the lights would stay on. It's just you might have a name change, right?
Okay. The legislature doesn't go into session until January. Is there a situation here where the coordinating board would be able to hear you before the session started, and then they would be able to act in session after that recommendation?
I don't think so. I mean, they would have to make a recommendation, then you have to go through a legislative process. The good news is before any of that happens, we will hopefully get through our decision. If we can make our recommendation by mid-December, we'll know whether that's even necessary.
Okay. Anything else we need to cover?
No, I just really appreciate all of the help from all the members of the steering committee, all the feedback from the community, and expressing their opinions about workforce. It's been a great process. We've all learned a lot, and I think it's going to benefit our community. Whatever recommendation we make, I'm confident that we're going to have much better workforce and hopefully a comprehensive solution to help grow jobs in this community.
Comments from Andrew Nelson, who co-chairs the Research Valley Partnership's Talent Pipeline Steering Committee. After that committee announced notifying the Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board its intent to create a community college district, a statement was issued by Blinn College President Mary Hensley, which reads in part, Blinn College remains committed to providing the full spectrum of community college services necessary to meet this community's career, technical, and workforce development needs. Blinn officials look forward to working alongside community leaders to meet Brazos County's expanding need for educational services. Earlier this week, Blinn's trustees approved a 20-year lease with Brenham's Economic Development Foundation to expand Brenham's Technical Education Center, and Blinn issued a separate statement earlier this week indicating the college provides training for 28 of 34 occupations identified in a regional report. None of the releases issued by Blinn state how many of the training programs are located in Brazos County. The entire interview, along with Blinn's news releases, are online at WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.